Hello, educators and learners, and welcome to the Homeroom with Sal podcast, brought to you by Khan Academy. We're an educational technology nonprofit dedicated to bringing a world-class education to anyone, anywhere, and Sal is our founder. I'm not Sal Khan, I'm David Reinstrom. I'm on the content team, and I'm here to introduce today's show. Sal, or the occasional guest host, presents the Homeroom with Sal and Khan Academy Ed Talks live stream shows on YouTube and Facebook, where they interview notable folks from the worlds of education, technology, finance, entertainment, and more. We've taken some of our favorite conversations from the live show and turned them into a podcast. Without further ado, here's this week's show.
And with that, I will welcome Sophie. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Kristen. It's great to see you, and I'm really excited to be talking about Khan Academy Kids.
Excellent. So let's start off. Tell us a little bit about yourself. What's your role at Khan Academy Kids?
Well, it actually goes back a little way when I worked at Khan Academy. So I started out working on Khan Academy, thinking a lot about how we get into school districts around the country. So I worked as a partnerships manager at Khan Academy for a few years. And then just after Khan Academy acquired DuckDuckMoose, which was a for-profit suite of early learning apps that wanted to have even more impact and so joined Khan Academy, I found the pool of early childhood education and those littlest learners so exciting that I came and worked on Khan Academy Kids. And now I work on Khan Academy Kids, I work on strategy, and I work on our partnerships with preschools and with school districts around the country.
That's great. So we often have students who are watching, and many of us are in careers that maybe aren't the things that students who are in middle or high school think about. How did you end up in this role of partnerships and linking people together?
Ooh, that's a good question. And I think it's something that I like to talk about a little bit because it was kind of a roundabout path. And it's not like when I was in high school, I thought, you know, I want to go and work for what I think is the best ed tech company in the world and do partnerships. That certainly wasn't on my radar. You know, I grew up in Australia. I don't know if you can tell from my accent.
And a little bit.
And, you know, I had really supportive parents who so wanted me to pursue whatever I was interested in. And they had a really strong preference for that to be medicine or the law, that I would maybe become a doctor or an attorney. And so I did go down that path and became an attorney in Australia. And I loved that work. And at some point, that work brought me out to the US, and that was to study and to work. And so I was an international student out here doing a graduate degree. And that's when I discovered Khan Academy. And, you know, I thought a lot about, well, what is it that I really love doing? And that's connecting people, like you said. It's thinking about, okay, what are the big problems that we should be solving and trying to prioritize things because we can't quite do everything. And so a job in partnerships and in strategy came to make a lot of sense. But I don't want anyone to think that that was a neat path or that that made a lot of sense at the time. There were certainly times where I thought, oh gosh, I spent all this time going to law school. Maybe I should use that. Or and it's turned out that I do. I do use my law degree, and I use a lot of other skills as well. So yeah, my message would be, enjoy that journey and get excited about the fact that you might not even know, sitting here right now, what it is that you might end up really loving doing in 5 or 10 years' time, which was definitely my experience.
That was totally my experience as well. And I can tell a story now from where I am of how I got here that sounds like it was all a plan. but it was not. And at any particular time, there were different forks that would have led me in different directions. So I totally agreed. And I always like to tell people to just be open to what might come down the path and as opportunities arise as well. That's fascinating. I had no idea you'd been to law school, even though we've worked together for a while. So I'm glad I asked.
Yeah.
Let's switch over to Khan Academy Kids. For those who aren't familiar with it, tell us a little bit about it. How is it different than the Khan Academy main site that folks go to? Fill us in.
Yeah, so Khan Academy Kids is a part of Khan Academy. So we all work under one umbrella on the same mission of providing a free world-class education to anyone, anywhere. And Khan Academy Kids takes that mission and says, okay, in order to deliver on that, it's going to be really important that kids arrive at third grade able to read and able to be in the classroom and feeling like they're enjoying math. And the way that we approach that at Khan Academy Kids is we've built a program that covers all of those things. So it's not just one subject. And it's in a mobile app, which is really important for younger learners to be able to drag and drop things and have something that it meets their needs before they can read and actually navigate a desktop computer. And so I think you're seeing some of the footage of just how fun and bright and cool it is. But the big differences, I would say, Khan Academy is for grades 2 through 12, and it has math and ELA for grades 2 through 12 and a range of other subjects for middle and high school. Khan Academy Kids is for ages 2 years to 8 years. So it goes up to and through second grade, getting kids ready for third grade when they would move on and use Khan Academy. So that's one big difference. I mentioned that Khan Academy Kids is a mobile app. So the way that you access Khan Academy Kids is through the app store that you use. So that could be the Apple App Store, it could be Google Play, it could even be Amazon. And then it would be on your mobile device. So here we can see there's a tablet being used, but it could also be a mobile phone or even a Chromebook. Khan Academy is also available on the App Store as an app. It's a different, separate app. So you would search for Khan Academy versus Khan Academy Kids in the App Store. They're two different apps in the App Stores. And Khan Academy is also available on the web. So on your desktop computer, that's one big difference. I would say, though, there are more similarities than there are differences. You know, the idea is to make learning really joyful, to meet learners where they are at, whether they're struggling with something or really accelerating and loving a particular area of their learning. And then also, increasingly, the goal is to support teachers and their students in classrooms. And both Khan Academy and Khan Academy Kids are doing that. So I think that's some of the main similarities and differences between Khan Academy and Khan Academy Kids.
I love that. Yeah, I usually think of it as thinking we're headed towards the same goal. But kids who are 2 to 8 years old developmentally are very different than older kids, and just designing one experience really isn't possible. And so having these two separate experiences really gives us the strength of being able to really, as you said, meet students where they are. So love it, that sounds great. So I've been poking around in the new content and I saw some new yoga videos that I was really excited to see. There's a fun one where they do animal poses. So yoga poses that are named after animals and all of that. So with that and other things, what have you folks released over the past few months?
Well, yeah, I'm glad you noticed the yoga. I'm so excited about that. So at Khan Academy Kids, and it's the same at Khan Academy, this time of year is really busy for us because we are releasing a lot of new content and features in time for the new school year so that teachers and students can get excited about them as they get learning after the summer. And so we worked really hard this past year to build a lot of new content. You mentioned the yoga. That was part of Khan Academy Kids is really about thinking about the whole child, not just their ABCs and 1, 2, 3s. And so we've always loved getting kids up and moving and fostering this idea that being ready for kindergarten and ready to thrive at school is about more than just academics. Kids need to know how to be in the classroom. They need to be confident and healthy. And so we partnered with Alo Yoga, and they have a part of their program called Alo Gives. And Alo Gives is now fully featured in the Khan Academy Kids app. It's a set of videos. They're a few minutes, anywhere up to about 5 minutes long, with real people, real kids, real yoga instructors in them, which I'm excited about.
It's not Cody Bear doing yoga.
It's not Cody Bear doing yoga. As much as we would love to see that, and Cody certainly loves yoga and loves to keep fit and healthy, we thought our friends at Alo Gives could really help show us. And, you know, it's been amazing, Kristen. We have had lots of families sending in the most adorable videos of them all, you know, the whole family sometimes getting involved in doing their movement and mindfulness each day. And for teachers, we think this could translate well too, because we're seeing lots of teachers projecting the app on their screen if they're lucky enough to have one in their class, or if they're teaching remotely, to share their screen over Zoom or whatever platform they're using. And then we can all do yoga together. So it's something that we're seeing used at home. We're seeing it used a little bit in classrooms. And we're just super excited about it. I know yoga is a really important part of my life and my mindfulness. And so, yeah, can't wait for kids to discover that.
That's fantastic. So you talked about some of the new titles that are available too. Can you give us a little bit more detail on some of the books that are available now?
Yeah, so a big part of the latest release that we're really excited about for back to school is covering second grade. So we had a bunch of kids who were just flying through our app. They were quickly running out of activities, and so, you know, we couldn't keep up with them. They were going to get through all of the first grade content for sure. So we have built out second grade content. So we added over 200 second grade lessons. We added over 100 new animated videos that are in the app. And all that animation is done, you know, sort of right behind me. You can see the little corner where we put together the animations of our characters. So you can see Sandy the dingo, and Peck is the bird, and Olo the elephant, and Raya the red panda, and Cody the bear. Cody narrates and takes us through the app. So we added all those animations that cover a range of activities. We added more coloring pages in our create section, which is really, really fun. We talked about the yoga that we added, and we've added new books. So Khan Academy Kids is a combination of our original books that are all created here in-house, and then also some partner books as well. And we partner with National Geographic, so Young Explorer, and Bellwether Media on our nonfiction books. And we added a ton of new nonfiction books. Some of them get really deep in the science of things and just super interesting. And so if you go into the app and then go into the library, you will see most of the new content if you're in second grade, and you'll see these banners that say new, and you'll see the yoga videos, and you'll see the new Bellwether books, and you'll see a bunch of new original readers as well. So we're just really excited. We think we might have a chance this year, Kristen, of keeping up with all those learners who are just racing through our content.
It's a good challenge to have, to try to reach them and keep up with
right.
them. That is great. Excellent. So you talked about classrooms and teachers, and I know that that's been a push too. What have teachers told you that they want, and how have you met some of those requests?
Yeah, well, firstly, I just got to say, and it doesn't get said enough, I don't think that teachers are absolutely incredible and amazing. We had teachers during school closures last year reaching out to us, and they were so quick to adapt to online learning, and they were sharing their screen with the Khan Academy Kids app. And then we built an assignments feature so that they could assign targeted lessons for students who were working at home. And then they have progress reports where they can see what is going on. And we got a lot of feedback when we launched those features, the assignments and the reports, really designed for remote learning at the time, that teachers were enjoying it, they were loving it, and you know, they wanted even more data, and they wanted even better ways of assigning the right thing to a student at the right time, which we were really happy to hear. So we just launched a new set of teacher reports. And so this is accessible if you do a log into the app as a teacher. You'll see that there is an assignment section and a report section. And now teachers can assign directly from these reports. That's one of the biggest changes we made. So you can imagine if you're a teacher and you see that a student's struggling on something and you want to reassign it, you don't want to go back out into the library, find that thing and assign it. That would be really clunky. And so now you can assign directly from this report, and it's really quick and easy. The other thing that teachers were asking for was, I want to see a student's score history on each lesson. I don't just want to see their latest attempt or their best attempt. I want to really know, you know, did they exhibit a growth mindset? Did they really work hard at mastering this? How can I see their journey to getting to that check mark, if it's, you know, a green check mark? And another big thing, and this is especially important when there has been suspected learning loss, is that teachers and parents, for that matter, can see how far a student has progressed in a particular learning domain. So they can start to see, okay, that might have been a little bit disrupted. We spent some time out of school. We spent more time outdoors. We learned more things around the house. All those were good things. And now it's great to have a sense of where we're at on a particular learning domain. And a learning domain might be a component of ELA. It might be a component of math, so like counting might be part of a learning domain, and we'll get a good sense of where a student is at. So, you know, all I can say is hats off to our teachers. We're training them already. Every year it feels like they're even smarter about our product, Khan Academy Kids, than we are. They're teaching us a ton about what works and what doesn't when you actually take it into a classroom or a virtual learning setup. It's a joy. We have some Khan Academy Kids ambassadors as well, and they are just really amazing group of teachers who are spreading the word. And to that end, if anyone listening, you know, whether you're a student or a teacher or a district administrator or a parent or none of the above, if you know of districts that would like to work with us, preschools, particularly Head Start preschools, we're so interested in reaching them. If you know teachers, if you know parents, I mean, spreading the word, anyone who is involved in the education of 2 to 8 year olds should know about Khan Academy Kids, I think.
Excellent. So I know in the report that got flashed up there on the screen for a minute, if folks managed to catch that, one of the things that we talk about a lot is mastery learning, and that it's not just about getting a score on a particular assignment, but thinking about mastering a skill. And so when you're talking about domains like counting, instead of saying, you know, thinking about, oh, what was my score on this assignment? It's thinking about how well do I understand counting? And it looks like your reports are designed to help kind of teachers do both of those things, understand how a student did on a particular assignment, but also that broader domain and understanding how they're making progress on that. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, that is a fair statement. And, you know, it wasn't always that easy to aggregate up to the skill or domain level. And that was something that our teachers asked for. And so that is really part of this new release that we launched just a couple of weeks ago and that teachers are starting to use. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Great. Great. So you talked a little bit about last year and the challenges teachers faced and where they were. Unfortunately, it looks like we're not out of the woods yet on some of these challenges in getting kids to school and where things are. And I'm starting to see some headlines about what attendance is looking like coming into school, particularly for young learners. What are you seeing related to that?
Yeah, I think we had heard throughout the summer all about the excitement about heading back into the classroom, and we are still really hopeful all the amazing work that's going on at the state and district level to make that safe for students, I think is just incredible. There is some hesitation when it comes to getting kids back into classrooms. And we are seeing, and I think that's what you were referencing, Kristen, is that the absence is really concentrated in those younger years. So I think what some of the numbers coming out of places like Stanford University in the last couple of weeks show when it comes to enrollments in public schools is that there are lower enrollment levels across the board, and there are even lower enrollment levels for lower grades. And kindergarten is looking like the hardest hit. And that is really, you know, a key age group for Khan Academy kids. And so some of the numbers we have is that, you know, there are a million children who were expected to be enrolled who are not enrolled and not turning up to school so far, you know, time will tell. And, you know, close to a third of them are kindergarten students. And so I think what I can say to folks about that is that Khan Academy kids, you know, whether there's learning happening at home or learning happening in the classroom, Khan Academy kids is a tool that can support both arrangements. So we have parents who are working on a lot of learning with kids at home, and they are able to chart the progress of their child at home and then share it with their teacher, whether they're learning remotely through something like Zoom, virtual school, or whether they do, in fact, make it back into the classroom. And so that is one way we're supporting parents and teachers at this time, particularly with younger kids, particularly if they're not ready to be back in the classroom yet. And I think we will be able to show up on the screen here some resources we have here, and we'll put a link in the chat, and we've got a link up there now, khan.co/khankids-parent-resources. And this is where parents can go to get a list of resources. And really these are around things like structuring time. So how might a parent plan the week or the day? There's a link there you can see now called Printables, and that will link to a bunch of activities that really go beyond being ordinary worksheets. They will link to the app. They will have activities that are out of the app and get kids moving. They will have cutouts. They will have craft. They will have creativity. So you can see some of these printables are really helping parents at home, because we want to balance that screen time on our app, learning with our characters and working through printables. So they're just some of the ways that we're supporting learning at home. And
so let me pause. Ashley Clark on YouTube, hopefully that answers your question of whether Khan Academy kids can be used for parents who are homeschooling their kids. So I didn't mean to interrupt you, but that question had just come in and thought it was right in line with what you were talking about.
Yeah, great. No, I think Ashley, I think you saw that URL there. Reach out to us at Khan Academy Kids Support if you have any trouble finding anything. But I think the beauty of it is it's not all in-app. There's a lot going on outside of our app as well for those little learners. And yeah, we've got a lot of parents who are relying on these resources for a good part of their learning program with their kids at home.
Excellent. And so let's take a look at kids who are going back into classrooms and what we can do to support them.
Yeah, well, I think one of the big things, and it sometimes feels a little bit counterintuitive because there's a lot of stress about learning loss going on. One of the big things that we're hearing is let's take this slow when it comes to, picking up new resources and getting right back into learning. Let's make sure kids are feeling confident in the classroom. Everyone's been through a lot this past more than a year now. And so we are really, really excited for kids to get back and to, meet their friends sometimes for the first time, to meet their new teacher. And then as learning begins, we're working with teachers to weave Khan Academy kids into the school day and into homework or work that's done from home. And we are partnering with school districts and we are partnering with preschools, particularly Head Start grantees across the country, to support teachers and to deliver Khan Academy kids to as many students as possible. So, if you are a school district administrator or you know of one, you can email khankidspartners@khanacademy.org, and that's where you can reach one of us who will help support your district or preschool to get Khan Academy kids out there for parents and teachers, and most importantly, for students.
Excellent. All right, I'm going to take another fun question from YouTube. Koki wants to know, why is Peck a baby bird?
This is actually putting me on the spot. I don't know how old Peck is. Maybe one of our super users knows more about Peck than I do. Peck is certainly the smallest of our characters in size, but certainly a very, very interesting, diverse character. Don't let size fool you when it comes to Peck. But I'll have to check with our creative team, our animators, our illustrators here who created Peck, to really check in on why he at least seems younger. I'm not sure that he is, but I'll check.
Excellent, excellent. It's always good to stump the host and the guest sometimes. So good question. All right, we are just about out of time. Let me just close by asking, what are you most excited about in the year ahead?
Oh, I think it's got to be seeing kids back in school. I mean, I think I took it for granted, going out and visiting schools and all the noise and the mess and the joy that goes with a classroom that's in full swing. And I am just so excited, Kristen, to see that again, to see kids spending time together and to, get off Zoom. So, we might have to wait a little longer, and I'm glad everyone's being really patient, but I'd have to say that is my dream for this coming school year.
Excellent. Thank you so much for joining us. Thanks to all of you who've been listening, Khan Academy Kids. You can find it in whatever app store you use and prefer for your devices. Thank you, and we'll see you all next time.
If you want to hear more of Homeroom with Sal or Khan Academy Ed Talks, subscribe to this podcast and tell a friend. If you want to support the work we do here at Khan Academy, visit khanacademy.org/donate. We're a nonprofit, and we appreciate your financial support in making sure that our materials can reach as many learners as possible. That's khanacademy.org/donate. That's our podcast, folks. Your host is Sal Khan. This show is produced by my wonderful Khan Academy co-workers, Kevin Dangor, Stephanie Yamkovenko, Dan Tu, Irene Wang, Anthony Nelson, Felipe Escamilla, Irene Chen, Ken Jones, Fail Lundberg, and me, David Reinstrom. Our intro theme is Time Flux by Revolution Void, and our outro theme is Onward by Poddington Bear.